Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake takes first base on ball four. Rosen moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Westlake moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Glynn moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Glenn moves to third. Garcia moves to second. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn scores. Garcia moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Ike DeLock now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Westlake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strickland bunts towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Westlake moves to second. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Westlake scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Glenn reaches second base with a double. Tipton moves to third. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tipton scores. Glenn moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Larry Doby pinch hits for Al Smith. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Larry Doby. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garcia strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Garcia out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Avila hits a line drive towards third. Kel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tipton for a passed ball. Goodman moves to third. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Westlake who is chasing the ball. Umflett reaches third base with a triple. White goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Umflett scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Ted Williams pinch hits for Johnny Lapon. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Ted Lepsio now playing shortstop. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-3, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Ellis Kinder now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Consolo now playing third base. Willard Nixon now pitching. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.